Hello everyone and a warm welcome to our series to mark the 10th anniversary of our Hope Learning Centres. And in this session, we're going to be discussing what makes our Hope model unique with Dr. Pillai's teachings. So Shilpa, a very warm welcome back to our Hope Learning Centre series. We're very much looking forward to our discussion today.
Thank you, Karen. It's great to be back, and I'm looking forward to this session and sharing with you all about how our Hope model is set up with Dr. Pillai's teachings and his unique approach to education.
That's great, Shilpa. Thank you. And as we jump into this topic and Dr. Pillai's approach to education, I wanted to give a brief snapshot of the big picture when it comes to education. As you all know, education is an important global topic and is seen as the key to growth for human and economic development. In a recent report, the World Bank stated that the pandemic is amplifying the global learning crisis that already existed. In their report released at the end of 2020, they talk about how COVID-related school closures risk pushing an additional 72 million primary school-aged children into learning poverty, meaning that they are unable to read and understand a simple text by age 10. They say that the pandemic has underlined the need to act and realise a new vision for education. So Shilpa, as it is an important time to be reimagining our education system, tell us what makes our Hope model unique with Dr. Pillai's teachings and how it addresses the education crisis.
Yes, this is a big topic, Karen. This education crisis you have mentioned is something we are all witnessing with the children at Hope Centres. Our Hope model recognizes the importance of the cognitive, emotional, and behavioral makeup of the student's brain, which is a key factor in student performance, and what is unique about our Hope model. Learning poverty is something we already address in our model. We teach not only academics, but also the way children learn academics by using the only educational technology that improves the children's brain functionality. Without addressing brain development, it is difficult to improve learning or even the children's behavior.
That is fascinating, Shilpa. Thank you. So tell us, what is important when you're considering the foundational setup of a Hope Centre?
What is important is to know how a rural underprivileged child thinks. We base our foundational setup of our Hope Centre through understanding and being sensitive to working alongside rural and isolated communities. Quality of education is low in rural areas and poverty is extreme. The general mindset of the children and their families lack hope and positivity for a brighter future. No amount of counseling or guidance helps children overcome their situation. What is important is changing the functionality of the brain to allow a positive mindset, positive thoughts to develop, and enhance the centers of the brain associated with learning.
That's really interesting, Shilpa. Thank you for sharing that. It would also be great to know what we teach the children. So what are the main components of our Hope curriculum model?
Our exclusive curriculum is specially designed with Dr. Pillai's teachings, such as phonemic intelligence, the only educational technology that improves the children's brain functionality. And we also have personal transformation program, which teaches children self-development and character building. Our exclusive components, that is phonemic intelligence and personal transformation program, it helps set up the children for learning. We also majorly focus on academic coaching to reinforce the basics and grade-wise learning level. We also have celebrations of national and international days and festivals, which broadens knowledge and awareness. And every celebration brings a lot of happiness to our children.
Fantastic. This is a very well thought out curriculum to help overcome the learning poverty that we've been hearing about. So Shilpa, tell us more about how the HOPE model is delivered to the children.
So these are tried and tested components for the last 10 years. We design the curriculum teaching topics every quarter to be suitable and relevant for the children in their everyday lives. We adapt our curriculum model to suit the children even in this recent pandemic situation. Even though the teachers have a minimum education level, they are able to deliver our curriculum with our ongoing support. We provide weekly training and support for teachers to help anchor the teachings and ensure the best delivery to the children.
This is really helpful to understand not only how the HOPE model is delivered, but what makes it unique in addressing learning poverty for the thousands of children we work with across 16 states in India. So Shilpa, what is the main challenge you face whilst delivering the HOPE model components to the children?
So one major challenge is the level of cognitive abilities of the children. No matter how good our HOPE model curriculum is, if the children can't understand, it is no use. The attitude of the children towards learning is another major challenge that we face.
Yes, and these are challenges that I'm sure many children face all over the world. And in our next session, we'll be focusing on the most important HOPE model components, phonemic intelligence, which helps overcome these challenges that Shilpa has mentioned and prepares the children for learning. So thank you, Shilpa, and thank you everyone for all your support. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.